time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Today's show is part of my series titled Awesome Animals. So I'll be talking to you about different cool animals all across North America. So today, let's talk about the American beaver. What I typically will do is tell you a little bit about the animal. So again, some of you have seen the animal, but I'll tell you a little bit about the animal, and then we'll go into some of their habits, habitats, things of that nature. So let's talk about this. He is the largest rodent in North America. People go, what do you mean rodents? Because right away, people only think about rodents as being like mice and rats and things. No. And he's the second largest rodent in the world after the capybara. Now, the color of his fur is dark brown to black. So there's you need to understand that we call them phases. Animals have color phases. Some animals will change phase through the year, and some animals within a species, you might find one group that is, for example, with the beaver, is dark brown, and then you might find another area where they are black. But that's the color phases that we look at. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. His teeth are huge when you think about, like, for the size of his body. We're talking about his incisors. Now, we know that rodents chew at a 45-degree angle. So if you were to look at some beaver damage somewhere, you would see that it is actually chewed at a 45. These incisors are very sharp. They're chestnut brown. Well, here's the cool fact. If a beaver didn't chew wood, it's estimated that his incisors would grow to 45 feet long in his lifetime. So it's a good thing that, you know, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, we know he doesn't, well, beavers actually do. So here's your deal on that one. Now, beaver's tail. It is, length is about 15 inches. Its width is about 7. And it acts like this rudder. So you see, beavers are made for swimming in water. And you know, the boats that have a rudder, they are actually able to steer and navigate. On one of my kayaks, I have a rudder. And let me tell you, on those windy days, that rudder is well worth the price. And I'm going to tell you that he uses that tail as a rudder. He also uses it to pack the mud on his dam or lodge. And later on, I'll explain the differences between those two. And he also uses it as a warning sign to warn other beavers when there's danger. He'll actually slap it on the water. So I got a cool story for you. A couple years back, my buddy Anthony and I were fishing in a small little beaver pond. And we have our waders on, but we're really fishing from shore. And as time went on, the largemouth bass in there weren't huge, but there was, we'll say they were abundant. So you're catching a pound bass. Well, after a while, I had exhausted every possible angle from the shore. We spent hours there having a great time. So I ventured into the water with my waders, and I was actually close to the beaver lodge. And not knowing that the beaver was out at this time, and he had no idea that I was out at this time in the water there, and he came swimming up to the lodge, and I am actually looking in one direction, and he comes up, and he must have been about 2 feet from me when he pops out of the water, and he sees me, except that when he popped out of the water, and I'm looking the other way, he slaps his tail on the water, like 2 feet from me. And I'm telling you, I mean, Michael Jordan jumps pretty high in his career, and you know, some other folks. I must have jumped about 30 feet out of the water, out of my waders. I'm pretty good because I landed back on my waders in the water. It was utterly amazing. So I think I startled him. I would say kind of that he startled me as well. So that's one of the things with that old paddle tail that he's got. So let's talk about his lodge. This is his habitat. You see, we're going to talk about the difference between dams and lodges. This is where he lives. And 2 to 3 feet of the lodge is actually built underwater. It's built in a conical shape, and so it's cone. And there's a direct correlation to his predators, you know, who lives in the area, as to how far above the water the lodge is actually built. And in bear country, it's built 6 to 8 feet above, because bears will actually go there and start tearing away. But guess what? If you're tearing away after 6 feet, you're going, I'm tired of doing this. So bears tend to stay away from that. Now, we always talk about animals and either protection or safety, and sometimes those two things go readily. They're together. His entrance is underwater, so this is protection. Because remember we said he's a great swimmer. So his lodge is made of sticks, twigs, mud, and debris, and he will actually use his paddle tail to put those in place. You know, he's chewing them. You hear the term, and it really is true, you know, the cliche is busy as a beaver. Well, let me tell you, if you were to watch a beaver working on his lodge or his dam, I'm going to tell you right now, he is busy as a beaver. And he's chewing and carrying and chewing and carrying. And if it's male and female, they are just working all day long. And they work till they get the job done. Now, he builds a dam. And they're built on streams or creeks, outflows from ponds or lakes. What he's trying to do actually is to create his own waterway. And let's just talk about, and I'll describe it this way. There is a stream coming down and the beaver needs protection. So if he needs protection, once again, because he wants to build that lodge so you can get from the underside and in, and some streams are just not deep enough, he builds a dam. He begins to dam up that waterway. And as he dams the waterway up, obviously it's like, you know, think about in terms of a human dam, and that's where our dams came from. He builds it up, the water builds up, so the level of water is rising. And then from that point in time, that's when he can build his lodge there. And I got a real cool story about that. My friend Jim Bruchak, his father Joe Bruchak, is the number one Native American storyteller and writer in the country. Jim has taken over with Dad, and Jim has written a number of books as well. So one Easter morning, my little niece Kate and I, family's downstairs. I'm sitting in a rocking chair, and it's a story about beavers. And I'm reading it, and I said, and beavers build dams. And Katie looks at me like right away and goes, "Watch it." And I knew exactly what she was talking about. So I kept reading the story, knowing that the word dam was, again, in the story. And I'm reading about beavers and dams. And I read that. And she goes, "If you say it one more time, I'm telling on you." Well, I slowed her down. I said, "Well, Kate, sometimes words have two meanings, some good, some bad." So we finish the story. We go downstairs and in the kitchen in my household. There's 8,337 people in the kitchen, big family parties. And Katie walks into the kitchen. She goes, "Dam." Everyone in the room stops. And she goes, "That's what beavers build." And, you know, she knew that she had an audience with the word. And it was actually, I got to say this, it was a pretty good comical time. So let's now go into a beaver's family. What we said before, they were in the rodent family. And some of their close relatives are the woodchuck, which are groundhogs, if you don't know that, marmots, and porcupines. And we'll do some of our awesome animals. We'll do some on some of their cousins, especially the porcupine, which is, I always talk about, "Oh, this animal's my favorite animal. Oh, this animal." Well, you know what? When I'm out in nature, whichever animal I am seeing at the time, that really happens to be like my favorite animal because, I mean, I can see so much, learn so much, whether we're out there with TV cameras or me, I just always have my digitals with me. I have some decent cameras, so I'm able to get some good close-up and personal photos of some animals. You could always check those out on my Joey B's Outdoor Adventure fan page on Facebook. And again, if you wanted to tweet me something, whether it's a comment or a question, you can always tweet me at Joey B News. That's J-O-E-Y-B-E-E News. So tweet me anytime you want. That's also a way we stay in touch a little bit. So now let's go back to the beaver's immediate family. Adult beavers, they typically have between 2 and 4 in a litter, and the babies are called kits. And the kits are fur-covered and eyes open when they're born. And they stay with their parents for about 2 years. They are then encouraged to leave the lodge. They're driven out. And I describe it this way because, I mean, think about this. If one day you were we'll call them a juvenile, and you were to come home and all of a sudden you found the doors locked, you'd be like, "Well, what's going on here?" Well, the kits come back into the lodge and mom pushes them out through the lodge, says, "It's time to go." And you pop back in and go, "But mommy, you love me." And the kit swims back up and mom might give her a little burp on the nose and push her back out. Well, after a while, you realize that it is time for you to go off. Hey, you are now becoming the adult. It's time for you to go off. And it's time for you to go find your own waterway. Time for you to go build your own lodge and build your own dam, all that we discussed before. And what we have to realize is this. Beavers by design, especially with their paddle tail, They are designed for being in the water. They are absolutely these great and maneuverable animals in the water. But on land, they waddle. So springtime, and this is when they are encouraged to leave, springtime is the time that they're leaving, and this is the number one time that most kits get eaten, because they're getting eaten on land because they're going to waddle looking, you know, again, you're going to look for your next waterway, so you've got to walk on land to get to the next waterway. And in Minnesota, this is where I did my research on wolves. I spent a lot of time out there in the backcountry. Beavers are the number one springtime food of wolves because, hey, it makes sense. They're going out there to get, you know, a meal. The kits are going out to looking for land. And some of the other predators that they have are coyotes, bobcats, lynx, their cousin, and wolverines. Also, it's funny, all of those guys are also awesome animals too. So let's talk about a beaver's food. What does he eat? Well, if you remember the from your bio class about the stem of a tree. So if I was to pull the bark off of a tree, the layer just below it is the cambium layer. And the cambium is the alive layer that makes new xylem and phloem. And I'm going to give you the quick abbreviated version of this. Well, remember phloem, even though it begins with a P, PH, phloem in food. So that's taking food down from the leaves. And then the xylem is taking water and nutrients up from the roots. And that, believe it or not, the only alive part of a tree is the cambium, the xylem, and the phloem. So the beaver is actually scraping off the bark. So if you were to look at a larger tree, so this way it's an easy visual for you, and you'd look on the ground, you'd see all this bark on the ground. He didn't want the bark. He then scrapes off with his incisors. He scrapes off the cambium, the xylem, and the phloem. That's what he's feeding on. So his food is, so you're always going to find beavers near, you know, some type of forest, some type of trees, and, you know, obviously they're nearer to the water because you don't want to venture too far away from the water because, once again, water being your protection. And what a beaver typically does is creates a winter cache, meaning that he's actually storing up. So sometimes he'll store up some trees and some twigs. And, you know, you say, okay, if I was to say to you, pick five foods that are your favorite foods, all right, and I'd say you can only eat them for the rest of your life. And most of you can come up with five foods. Not that any of them would ever be junk foods or anything, but you'd come up with five foods. And I said, all right, now, if you can only eat one food for the rest of your life, don't even worry about, you know, nutrition. Just select the food. I'm sure you all can come up with, hey, this is my favorite thing to eat. Well, you know what? Beavers actually have a favorite food. They love the aspen, the cottonwood, and the willow. But birches are one of their favorite foods. And if you've ever eaten, tasted a branch from a yellow birch, you know, black birch, you know that it tastes just like wintergreen. So there's a reason why, hey, he's got a favorite food. They taste really good. And beavers are crepuscular. And what this means simply is beavers will come out early morning, early evening, and they will work, you know, through the night as well. Me, I happen to be a morning person, so I'm not going to work well through. So I guess I won't grow up and be a beaver. So in my secret fishing place, and I can't tell you where it is because then it wouldn't be my secret fishing place, I get out there and, you know, I'll go out after dinner. And a lot of times I've got my rod in my hand, but this is just typically me in nature. I've got my rod in my hand, but you see the beavers coming out and they're going to leave the lodge and they're going to go work on a dam. And I could care less about fishing at that point. And I will just sit there and be amazed, camera in hand, shoot a few photos. And it's just so amazing to, you know, to watch them work, male, female, you watch the teamwork that's there. So let me give you a beaver fun fact. How long do you think you could hold your breath underwater? So if I said, okay, ready, set, go, what do you got? And some people are going, I could do 20 seconds. I could do, you know, it's amazing. Well, a beaver can hold his breath for up to 15 minutes underwater. So you see that when I talk to you about all these cool facts, you know that beavers, they're absolutely awesome animals. So they fall into my category of awesome animals, and I will be able to share with you many awesome animals in my upcoming shows. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Joey B's Outdoor Adventure.
That was awesome.